If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The trial for this case has been long delayed. We are now 4 years past when this map was initially drawn. This delay was due to a number of reasons, including that the Texas legislature redrew the state legislative maps in 2023. The Supreme Court was considering a Section 2 case called Allen v. Milligan that we got the decision for that case in June of 2023. That was a success for voters, including voters supported by the NRF. Then the Fifth Circuit's ruling in Pettaway v. Galveston County impacted voters' ability to bring coalition claims under the VRA, which delayed the case yet again as the court and parties modified the claims at issue to remove any VRA claims based on minority coalitions. So the trial is set to start this week. For our case, we are asking the Western District Court to strike down Texas's congressional map for violating Section 2 of the VRA, and asking the court to order the state to enact a new map with two additional Latino opportunity districts. The reasons are simple. First, the current map packs Latino voters in both Dallas-Fort Worth area and the Harris County area in such a way that it deprives those communities of equal representation that they are entitled to under the Voting Rights Act. In Texas, there are significant levels of racially polarized voting. In other words, voters of color tend to vote for one party while white voters tend to vote for the other. And the white voters do this in a way that blocks minority voters from being able to elect their preferred candidates. This dynamic can occur in different forms in different states. In Texas, there is a well-documented pattern of Latino voters across the state consistently and cohesively favoring candidates who are defeated by the candidates who are favored by white voters. Third, Texas has a long sordid history of discrimination against Latino voters through the use of poll taxes, onerous voter registration requirements, and discriminatory electoral maps. And racial discrimination, unfortunately, remains a problem to this day. As a result, candidates preferred by Latino voters are repeatedly defeated in majority white districts. The inflated number of majority white districts does not reflect the census data and does not allow for fair representation. It is clear that Texas's congressional map denies Latino voters an equal opportunity to participate in the political process and elect candidates of their choice in violation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. In defense against these claims, the state of Texas has lobbed the same tired arguments designed to undermine the Voting Rights Act altogether, including that the VRA does not contain a private right of action and that Section 2 is unconstitutional. These arguments are flat out wrong. First, extensive legal precedent, including from the United States Supreme Court, shows us that there is indeed a private right of action under the VRA, meaning Section 2 gives voters the right to sue to enforce the law and vindicate their rights. Second, Section 2 does not violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, plain and simple. The Supreme Court affirmed this as recently as 2 years ago in Allen v. Milligan, that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act allows race to be considered when drawing districts in order to prevent racial vote dilution, as long as race does not predominate and subordinate other traditional redistricting principles, which is the relevant standard in a racial gerrymandering case. Through these arguments, the state is attempting to write out Section 2 from the books, while simultaneously claiming that their maps comply with it. The bottom line is that Texas's congressional map violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The court should strike down this map and order the enactment of a new, fair congressional map that includes two additional Latino Opportunity districts, one in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area and another in Harris County. The baseless arguments put forward by Texas in this case are the same ones we have seen being pursued in cases in Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana, where those states are seeking to overturn newly enacted fair maps and deprive Black voters of their rightful and hard-fought representation. The similarities in arguments, whether they are aiming to prevent Latinos or in Texas from achieving their rightful representation or aiming to reverse progress for Black voters in Alabama or Louisiana, are not a coincidence. This is part of a larger, concerted effort to use the courts to dismantle fair maps and diminish the Voting Rights Act's protections. Why? Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act protects against minority vote dilution. And these forces are doing all they can to enact egregious gerrymanders wherever they can, even if it means dismantling the crown jewel of the civil rights movement, the Voting Rights Act. As I mentioned earlier, Texas has a long documented record of discrimination against Latino voters, but this case is about what's been happening now, not about ancient history. The long-term effects of depriving a community of a seat at the table can be seen in disparities in multiple aspects of life, such as higher poverty and unemployment rates, lower incomes, and being underrepresented in public office. To paint a picture for you, in numbers, although Latinos make up about 30% of the voting age population in Texas, they hold less than 25% of seats in the state legislature and less than 20% of the state's congressional seats. When deprived of representation in Congress, a community doesn't have a say in Congress about the direction of this country. They do not have a voice to raise issues that Congress could address to help improve the lives of citizens in their community. So this case isn't just about a congressional map. It's about representation and living up to the fundamental ideal that should guide our democracy, that every individual has the right to exercise self-determination at the ballot box. A decision to enforce the Voting Rights Act in Texas would be just a first step, but a crucial one, to address systematic inequality in the Lone Star State.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.